Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought. I want to apologize for that technical difficulty we experienced about 15 minutes ago. I'm totally at fault for that. I want to continue the show where we was interrupted. Okay, so basically tonight's show is topic is, for lack of a better term, some nigga, the colored, the Negro, the black, the African American. So-called black man in America has been ascribed a couple of descriptive names to define or describe who they are. It's a change in a name indicative of their evolution and spiritual growth, or is it indicative of their separation from or connection to their ancestors? Who are the descendants of the captives of the slave trade? What shall they be called? What shall they say that they shall be called? Just want to remind anybody that might be listening from a source and not have the number that you can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. As previously said, the word nigger, we can all agree that we were never niggers regardless of whom and how the word was referred to or may be referred to. We will discuss this word later in the show. From the Epidemiology and Community Health, BMI journals. The word Negro is a term, means the color of black in Spanish. The term Negro was widely used by white Europeans as a shortened form of the racial classification Negro to describe people of sub-Saharan African heritage. So far that has nothing to do with who we actually are. Until the mid-20th century, the term Negro was widely used for African Americans but fell out of favor in the late 20th century. Today, it's universally considered inappropriate and derogatory, although it is used occasionally in some research reports. In its current use, the term is generally considered acceptable only when used by African people, by African origin people in historical context or in the name of organizations. We got the NAACP, right? So racial classification, Negroid is also no longer widely accepted. And I don't really know anybody who used the term Negroid. So anyway, black, the term generally refers to a person with African ancestral origins. In some circumstances, usually in politics or power struggles, the term black signifies all non-white minority populations. So y'all need to be quite aware that in politics of power struggles, the term black has long served in social, political, and everyday life, and is used to denote African ancestry. Its interest in epidemiological and public health language, while the term black has a psychosocial and political significance. African. The term African is African of origin, we know, in the context of scientific writing or race and ethnicity. Usually refers to a person with African ancestral origins who self-defines or is identified by others as African. Black African. The term black African used in the UK refers to people and their offspring with African ancestral origins who migrated via sub-Saharan Africa. That's very close to previous definitions. You have African from the diaspora, as we know. We have a caller on 5800. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello? Hello? Caller? Hello, I cannot hear you. 5800. Hello, you want to call back? I'll hang up and call right back. Okay. So from the diaspora, the slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade, you have African, Caribbean, Afro-Caribbean. You have the then you have the term African American, which again refers to a person of African ancestral origin who self-identifies or is identified by others as African American. We said that most African Americans are descendants of persons brought to the Americas as slaves between the 17th and 19th century. So, hence we have this need to identify with to know and identify with our ancestors, as a lot of people do. So back to the word nigger. So it's a term used in African American vernacular that has, it was used as a word of endearment by black people, but it was originally used against black people. The word is pronounced the same as nigger in some dialects of English, including where common speech is non-rhotic, whatever that, I don't even know what that means. I shouldn't even have said that word. So African American heritage and ethnography says a note on the word nigger from Mr. Randall Kennedy, professor of law, Harvard University. The word nigger is a key term in American culture. It is a profoundly hurtful racial slur meant to stigmatize African Americans. On occasion, it has also been used against members of other racial or ethnic groups. I guess that goes with that calling everybody who's non-white niggers. So the term nigger is, in most contexts, a cultural obscenity, but So too are the opinions of the United States Supreme Court in Dred Scott versus Sanford, which ruled that African Americans were permanently ineligible for federal citizenship, and Plessy versus Ferguson, which ruled that the state mandated equal but separate racial segregation entailed no violation of the federal constitution. That means you're not protected by the constitution. So leading to etymologists to believe that nigger was derived from an English word, nigger, N-E-G-E-R, that was itself derived from negro, the Spanish word for black. Precisely when the term became a slur is unknown. By the 19th century, nigger had already become a familiar insult. In 1837, in the condition of the colored people of the United States and the prejudice exercised toward them, Hosea Easton observed that nigger is an opprobrious term employed to impose contempt upon blacks as an inferior race. So, used by black people amongst themselves, nigger, which is pronounced nigger, as I said previously, is mainly, most times it's pronounced nigger with an A on the end. Sometimes I guess people may say that, is a racial term with undertones of warmth and goodwill. That's my nigga, you know, things like that, reflecting a, you know, in terms of endearment. Many blacks object, however, to using the term even in that context for fear that uses may be misunderstood and imitated by other persons, like a white guy calling you a nigga, you know, which you probably would have some problem with that. So the African-American registry said Negro means black, both from Spanish and Portuguese languages, being derived from the Latin word nigger, with the same meaning. The term Negro literally, the Spanish and Portuguese referred to the black Africans and people with that heritage as black. From the 18th century to the mid-20th century, Negro, later capitalized, was considered the correct and proper term for African-Americans. It fell out of favor by the 1970s in the United States. Y'all know what happened in the 1970s, the Black Power Movement. But the whole thing about being an African-American, African, was not a 1970s concept. It existed long before then. So Negro generally is considered acceptable in historical context or in the name of older organizations. So we said that. So in Argentina and Cuba, Negro or Negro was word used for female. So it doesn't sound like these words, this term was identified and nurtured by the people who are being called or identified by this term. Since it's anybody calling you something. And basically, I guess Negro means dark, black. So you see dark people, you know, that's like it's calling white people. So, but all white people aren't just white people. You have Irish, you have Polish, you have English, you have different, you know, groups or even white people. So just to say that we're black, we're Negro, we're dark is not to identify us, and it doesn't tie you to any land. As a previous conversation I just had today with a friend of mine, and as stated in some of these authors state, it doesn't tie you to a people. It's just a color. It's just like saying that's a black car, but you don't know if it's a General Motors car. You don't know if it's the Mercedes Benz. You don't know if it's a Lexus. Black car. So a black person does not say anything about who you are except for how people view the color or your complexion. So that's not telling you anything about you. Americans may use the term playful among themselves. As you can see, Negroes, especially through the American South and other areas, a higher percentage of African Americans. Such use is similar to that word nigger, although it is generally not considered profanity and is less offensive. Negro, these Negroes, we use that term, but there was one time where being a Negro was something. The word colored, I don't know if many people even remember that being when our people here in the United States referred to ourselves as colored people. And now you know that this is true because we have the NAACP. You know what I'm saying? So having color, you know, color just means of color also, you know, being of a racial group not categorized as white, black, or African-American, of mixed racial descent, color. So, you know, you color something and it has color to it, and it also means not white, assuming in this case we're saying white's not a color. So even though white in itself is a color, but in terms of race, white has no color, I guess, and colored people do have color. So black people is a term often in socially based systems of racial classification or of ethnicity to describe persons who are perceived to be dark-skinned compared to other given populations, such as the meaning of the expression varies widely both between and within societies and depends significantly on context. For many individuals, communities, and countries, black is also perceived as a derogatory, outdated, reductive, and otherwise underrepresented label. As a result, it is neither used or defined. Black people. So black is a color. It really doesn't say who you are, even though we know we use that term alongside with all the term African American. They kind of use interchangeably now. But I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, for lack of a better term, I understand we have these terms that really don't tell us who we are. We have a caller, 8282. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing, brother? All right.
Great. I got a few minutes and try to take y'all somewhere else. See, that whole black doesn't... the crayon color stuff, that whole line of thought has been promoted by some Negroes with this on the nationality bend, the Moorish American, the Moor Science Temple mentality, telling you that black is just a color and it doesn't tie you to land and it doesn't and it's all that kind of stuff. And that is the biggest piece of bullshit that's ever been invented. But it's not all intentional, because it's really just a lack of information. Black, we have always been black. We have always been tied to black. We have always considered ourselves black. And if you trace black can goes all the way back to Kemet. Kemet
that's
means
right.
black.
That's where it goes back to.
You go
that's
back
right.
to the
that's
grip.
Right.
We have always regarded ourselves as black. And the reason why we know these things, see, a lot of people say we can't know these things, but if you look at the etymology, everybody in the linguistics of modern-day Ghana, we're the same people,
right,
using the same language, the same words that go back to Kemet. Black is breed, black, you know what I mean? It's we've always regarded ourselves as black. We are black. Black refers to the land. And it goes so deep that that's a show in itself I could do on that. We have always been
that's
black.
Right. That's right.
And I was listening to you earlier, and you was talking about how that the Constitution doesn't protect you, offer any protection to black people, correct?
Right. Right.
So that excludes the term American in any form, be it African-American, Afro-American, or any of that. You can't consider yourself no time because you weren't born here to be an American. Nothing that happened in your experience here from that day to today that has made you an American. So you can't even get caught up in that. There's no such thing as an African-American. There never will be. They're diametrically opposed. They cannot occupy the same space. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like you say, a lot of people, you know, there's this big thing about the word nigger and all that. And there's a great move now by a lot of the elitists and the intellectual class and the brothers who are really trying to be, you know, race saviors. They're trying to, like, attack the word nigger. Right. And I have no affinity for the term, but the term nigger is not the problem. If you get caught up in semantics, I mean, there was more damage done to us, like you're saying, under the term Negro or Negroid. Right. All the black codes and the black law, it was all written against Negroes. They weren't written against niggers. So we had our worst experiences under the connotation of Negro, the nigger, you know what I mean? And like I said, that's something else. I'm not trying to glorify nigger. But the one thing I can tell you about nigger is that in any educational or revolutionary movement, you have to speak the language of the people. You have to be able to you have to communicate. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Russians understood this in the Great War and everything. It was all about propaganda. That's why propaganda is so important. You have to, if it's ideas that make a man get up and leave his family, put a gun in his hand and go off and kill people he don't know. You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
So you, it's all about, you know. So, and so if I say, if I stand on the corner, you know, any corner in West Philly, North Philly, anywhere else, start hollering, come here, my African brothers, my astute brothers, and you know what I mean, this, that, and other. I may get somebody turn around, and they go and want to do my horoscope or something. You know what I mean? So if I say, yo, my nigga, I get 20 minutes, I got the attention. Now, I got to take that and go somewhere with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, hey, you know what I mean? You got to keep that real. So, but I just wanted to call and caution us not to feed into this anti-black, you know, propaganda that's being put out and promoted, and, you know, it doesn't do it.
Right.
The Moors do it, you know. They, I mean, I've actually had Moorish Negroes tell me that that the reason why we suffered, like they actually try to blame our condition, our present condition, on the fact that we call ourselves black. Blaming the victim, again, this is some Muslim cracker shit, always blaming the victim. That, you know, they hate us because we're black. No, they don't hate us because black. They attack us because they're cancer. It ain't got nothing to do with what color we are. You know what I mean?
Right.
If we wasn't here, they would kill each other. And the last one would kill us up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what they do. It ain't got nothing to do with us, and ain't nothing personal. You know what I mean? It's just a destructive self. So we can't be running around talking about blame. I mean, they say that, you know, if we picked our nationality and stop calling ourselves black, that's why the nations of the world can't come to our aid. What nation in the world can come to our aid? What nation in Africa is not on remote control? It's not on remote
that's
control
right.
from the pack of here. They talk about they can't come help us. They can't help their damn self. They don't even control their own money. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so that's foolishness. That's all foolishness, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I just wanted to put that in. I'm sorry.
Right. That's correct about the color black, but people don't connect that word black to any land. So I think that's the point these guys are making it, and the things that I'm reading, that they don't have that connection to Kemet. They don't even know the word Kemet, probably, because they call Egypt.
But, well, we
Kemet.
Have to do that. Yeah. See, but that's they call all kinds of names. You know what I mean? So there's an explosion going on. There's an explosion going on to re-Africanize the awareness, but your enemy knows this too. So he got think tanks working around the clock, throwing spins, you know what I mean? Spins. Keep you from finding out who you are. Because if you find out who you are, he knows lights out for him. You're not going to let him feed off you. And, you know what I mean? Educate your kids. You won't be running to go put your kids in school with his kids. Like, that's the best education. I seen something on did you hear the thing about the white girl in the college? Put a post on Facebook.
Nope.
She was bragging about how she was sticking. She had a black roommate, and she was spitting in her. She was putting all kinds of stuff in all the girls' toiletries and taking the girls' toothbrush and sticking it up her rectum. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And you know, she got on the social media and bragged about finally getting rid of black, you know, the black Barbie and everything. The girl got sick and had to go to be hospitalized. Off of what this girl done to it, you know what I mean? But we think we ain't doing nothing until we next to them. You know what I mean? Like these people, like there's some important history that I'm waiting for somebody to tell me about, where they showed that this great example of civilization of being beautiful people worth emulating.
Right.
I don't know.
You know. So before you hang up, so who are, what is the name of the descendants of the captives of the you know, the spore from Africa? What should they be called? Yeah.
What
by name?
Male.
I mean, did you say
female Afro-Rakatni. There's a male and female term to everything in reality. There's a balance
right.
to everything that we come from.
Right.
You know, just under the influence of these other people. That they've eliminated
right.
the feminine principle. You know what I mean? We understand
right.
no African in his right mind to conceive of a god without the balance of a goddess. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there's the term, we really are African. You know what I mean?
Right.
African is the bastardized version, but it's the closest thing to reality. It wasn't no Scipio Africanus. And, you know, they got all kinds of stupid, silly, ridiculous stories about how Africa is supposed to be named after white people and all this stuff. And that's nonsense.
After
Africanus, nonsense.
The Roman general, they said they got a Roman general by the name of Africanus.
Yeah.
In the Punic
Scipio
Wars, he conquered Hannibal.
Yeah, he conquered.
Right.
And his brother conquered Asia, and he was Asiatic. They took their name. That was a tradition with them, you know, in warfare. His brother conquered Asia, and he took on that term. They took on the term. They didn't give the name. That wasn't his name. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know.
Why don't you hold on for a minute? I got some more callers on here. Hold on for a minute. All right, can you hold on?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll hang around. I'm in here for a minute. Yeah.
All right.
I'm in here. I'm here for you.
0036. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello.
How you doing? This is Q. How you doing, Colin?
What's up, Q?
All right. Let's say hello to you and all the callers and all the listeners. I don't know the answer to what the Africans in America are supposed to be called. I don't know the correct name as far as that's concerned, but I try not to take it all too seriously. If someone's calling me out of my name or something like that, I don't let that bother me anymore. Well, I feel like I got to go fight this non-African person calling me that, calling me nigger or something like that. But I just try to keep a steady head about it, and I guess I just have to go with the flow like everybody else. It's going to change now and then because, like you said, we're not attached to Africa. Like, none of us know what tribe our people came from or anything like that. So it's just going to change.
Right. I mean, that's why the show's titled, for lack of a better term, because we use terms, the best terms that we could use for the time period that we existed. You know, they had the Negro, the color. They were evolving. The more information they got, the more change they came to.
Right.
You know.
Right, but that's not true either.
What do you mean it's not true? They got more information. They evolved. They changed based on how they felt about themselves.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying, what I was talking about in terms of, you know, the brother made, he went both ways. He made a perfect statement. Whereas he said he wasn't going to be upset by what they call you, but he actually said the best thing. You know, what I was saying, there's no such thing as an African American, but basically we're Africans in America. That's what we are, you know. But we can't get caught up in what somebody else saying. They're going to try to play you. That's foolish anyway. You know what I mean? You're giving somebody power over you if you let them upset you. The devil don't deserve the truth.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He ain't going to never. I'm not here to prove to who I am. But as far as us not being able to know what tribe and everything we came with, that's not true. You can find out tonight. That's who your family is. You said it's an ancestral tribe. Your family's been waiting to talk to you. Your Asimoto, your ancestors and ancestors who be whispering in your ear all the time telling you what you should do. But you be saying something told me I shouldn't have went there. So that's either your cry, your spirit, or your ancestors telling you, whispering you, trying to give you good information, lead you to the right way, and they will tell you. You know what I mean? Everything that we lost, we didn't lose. It's born in us. You know what I mean? And you can find out anytime you want. You sit down, sit still. Get Jesus out your head. Get all those distractions that we've been conditioned to block and not listen to ourselves and not listen to our ancestors. You can find out that information is not going. It's not gone. It's born into us.
Okay.
It's born
we got another call.
Can't nobody take it from you. And we don't need no continental Africans to tell us who we are either. We're gonna have to go back and tell them who they are. Because they're the ones that so you know, most of them compromised.
That's another show. That's another show.
Yeah.
4953.
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hey.
4953. Welcome. Yes, sir.
Muhammad Ali went to Ireland to find the other half of his biological tree. And we had a discussion in a high school once where he was trying to put in a cultural themed curriculum that's known as African-centered curriculum. Many students stood up in the auditorium, black students, said we want to know about both sides of our genetic makeup. If the courses of events that occur in history that leads us mm-hmm. to where we are today, if it hadn't been for that event called a slave trade, we wouldn't be here in this country today, many of us, not all. And looking at where those people were brought from, when you turn a light switch today, something happens. Lights even come on or they go off. But there it doesn't. So I think it's not just to tell one side of the story. Even during the height of slavery, you had blacks in this country that was doing big business, Hutu business,
right,
as I could say.
Right.
But you only hear about one side of the story.
Right.
And technically, blacks in the United States are United States citizens. If you go any place in the world, that's what they're going to look at you like.
Right.
Nigerians that's here in America today, they don't call themselves black or any other ethnic group from the continent of Africa.
Right.
So there's a lot to be explained that we tend to leave out and only want to concentrate on one area. And that's where the problem
mm-hmm.
exists. I wonder what your thoughts there.
Okay, the problem, what's your question? Is the problem that we what?
Well, we concentrate, you know, when you say that blacks in America are Africans, well, technically that's not really true. It sounds good, but technically it's not true because blacks in America, because of the Maasai flower event, have part of the genetic makeup that turns left and goes up toward Europe. Also other parts of the world, too, but...
Oh, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying that the people of the Sporia are interbred with Europeans. That's what you're saying, right? Therefore, have European ancestry. So,
yeah, the diaspora doesn't include African Americans now. Hey, you said that African Americans are United States citizens. You talk about people who have traveled abroad off the African continent and is now living and working in other parts of the world, that's what they consider the diaspora. But I just wanted your comment on that. Blacks in America are United States citizens, and they also have now over many a lineage that goes up into Europe. You know, you may be part of Sir Lancelot or Sir Richard. And I think it's a misjustice when we don't tell all the story, especially
right.
that all blacks were in slavery in the South.
Okay, well, you know, basically we're trying to determine what do the people of the diaspora of the slave trade call themselves now? How do we come to the conclusion that like we came to the conclusion that we were Negro at one time, we were colored, we were black, African American, and I mean, and you have different terms, you call the different people, you have different designations. You know what I'm saying? And like the brother was saying, he's saying the brother was on here saying we are African, we are black, because the Kemet, ancient Egypt, means black, the black land. That's what Kemet means. So, but Egypt is not even the term for Egypt. So, in terms of if you ask a person who's Italian, Yes, they're Italian who they are. They said they're Italian American.
Let me tell you about that land. Their God, and the Cushites' God, Amen, forbid mixed marriages. That's why come they fought with Egypt. Because many of the people that was in quote-unquote Egypt, or quote, you want to call it Kemet, was mixed. And Amun detests mixed marriage. He detested that. So if you think of African Americans back in that time, then you would not
be. Which time are you talking about? Which time period are you talking about? At which time period? Is a time period which the Europeans conquered, I think, southern Egypt. But it's
there
not always.
There was no Europeans in that area at that time. Now, here's the point.
I'm asking which time period are you talking about? Which time period?
Around the 18th, around the 18th dynasty of the time of Hatshepsut, because she was born of an immaculate conception, because Amun was tired of mixed marriages. He wanted to have a solo child. And, I mean, that's, you can read that story today. So what I'm saying is,
mixed men and
mixed
with who? Are we talking about, let me stop you. Mixed with who? What are we talking about mixing with?
You're what you would call Western Asians and Eastern Asians. There was no Europe at that time.
Okay. Caucasians, what we call Caucasians today? Is that what you mean?
Well, you can call, I mean, you can see their pictures on the temples and tombs. You know, the Hittites, Hittites.
Right.
People come out of Turkey.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Rameshu, he was not, Rameshu was mixed. Rameses II was mixed. He fought with the Nubians, the Cushites, in some cases. So we want to go back in those time periods, but you're going back to a period that you might not have been accepted. I mean, that's just the way things are. People in Yemen, who is dark as Wesley Snipes, don't get along with other, quote, blacks that's just as dark as Isaac Hayes. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right, but who are they? Not those people, but who are the people here? Or who are we, that these so-called black men in the United States? Who would you say we are?
Who you call black in the United States are United States citizens, for first and foremost. That's the way the rest of the world look at it. Now, you can identify to be anything you want to be. You can be Italian if you want to call yourself that.
Right. But they're calling. I don't think people just call themselves Italian.
If some blacks go to Ghana, they will be called Burundi, which means white man.
And what are some blacks you're talking about?
Well, if African Americans, they can tell that you're not part of their land.
Oh, you say no matter what color you are, no matter how dark your hue, you would still be considered white there. I'm just saying.
They can see you as American, yes. Matter of fact, I was in Ghana one time with a friend named John. John, black, bald head, and everything else. He was standing there while the other people went in the bank, and the Ghanaian came up to him and looked him up and down. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, he said, "You're not a Ghanaian." And John said, "How do you know?" And the Ghanaian basically was joking, "But you got Timberlakes on." So,
Timberland?
Yeah, the shoes.
Okay. Well, that seems to be, they have some problems in Africa too. As the brother said previously, there are some issues in Africa also. But, you know, today's show is basically about who do the so-called black or African-American, whatever term is, the descendants of the slaves here consider themselves as.
They consider technically, they're United States citizens, nationally. Black people, they consider themselves whatever they want to be, basically, right?
No, you can't be anything. You just can't say you're something.
Did you look at the 2010 census, the category that you could check? It also had Negro there.
Yeah, well, we know where that term came from, right? There's no Negro tribe over in Africa, is it?
No, they're not.
Right, so
you're not in Africa. You're not in Africa filling out the census.
Right, but I'm saying
United States.
But it's not based on a ethnicity. It's based on something that the enslavers called people that they were enslaving. So it had no tie to anything.
Well, you're a particular.
But maybe
ethnic.
It did. According to the other brother, said that did have a tie because he said black people are connected to Egypt. Egypt, we've always been connected to the term black and Africa because that's who we are. That's what brother called on earlier. Are you still on there, Shah? He might be going.
Yes,
now.
Sir. And I'd like to clear up. I'm still trying to figure out what the question this gentleman is saying because he's talking about we being American citizens. I'd just like to ask him what other American system, what other American citizen needs a Voting Rights Act that has to be renewed? What other American citizen? Did the Russians that are being board over here, do they have all this legislation for them to be Americans? What other American needs all this special protection?
Well, you said something that's not true. Voting Rights Act does not have to be renewed. But people in this country that has the right to vote are United States citizens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
If you believe you're an American citizen, good luck with that.
Well, I appreciate that, and those who don't, good luck with them also. I mean, that's the choice that you have here in this country.
But we're talking about black people in Sudan and Ghana. Yeah, I know in Ghana, if you like skin or whatever, they will call you Burundi, they will call you white, whatever. But my stake in Africa is not dependent on no sellout, compromise, Jesus freak Ghanaian or anything else. You understand? I don't need nobody's permission to Africa. Africa belongs to me, just as I belong to Africa. You know what I mean? We got to remember when the Muslims finally got into Africa, it was Muhammad or die. As they burnt and raped and murdered their way into Africa, and the Negroes there chose Muhammad rather than die. So all their traditions and all their culture and all their legacy and all that thousands of years of oracles history has been compromised. You understand? So I don't look to the continent for anything.
The Kushites fought off the spread of Islam into what you call today Ethiopia, Abyssinia, and Nubia for almost 1,400 years. The Kandakis themselves fought off the spread of Christianity. Their god was Amun, had been for 10,000 years. He had led them into battles where they were successful. They defeated their enemies.
Excuse me. I need to correct you on that European mindset. There is the god Amun and the god Amunet, the creator and creatress. Have always been. Never has there been a time without either. When one came before the other, is above or beneath the other. It is Amen and Amenet. Anything else is European and therefore homosexual.
Well, when you go to the temple and tombs, that's what you see. And it wasn't no
when
European.
When you go into the tombs, you see what the white people is down there now. Right as we talking right now, there's Egyptians, crackers, Arabs down there now, lightening the pictures. So, you know what I mean? They're down there working now, lightening the pictures and changing the noses and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what you might see down there now. But I'm telling you the fact, the reality.
Well, as I said before, you can go there on the West Bank, the Queen, King, Hatshepsut Funerary Temple. And there on the right side, before you go up those 42 steps, is her story as she sent an expedition to what was called Punt then, is now Somaliland. And they particularly write on that tomb what Amun was. That was before any incursion of what you call today Europeans. They wrote that.
They wrote Amun without Amunet? I can say
they didn't have no Amunet. They had Amun.
No African in his right mind could conceive of a god without the balance of a goddess.
Well, why would they be out
before European
out of their mind?
If you look at Why wouldn't I?
I spent 8 years going in on tomb temples and pyramids and dig sites, and I'm telling you what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't have to believe me. You can go on YouTube and you can see it. You can read books where you can also see it.
We're not going to argue that it's there. There's no argument that you saw what you saw. The gentleman is saying that those things are influenced by other things. So that may have been
They weren't influenced by any Europeans, quote unquote.
Okay.
There was none in the land at that time. I hadn't even seen one.
Okay.
As I said before, technically blacks in America, those you call black, are United States citizens.
Right.
If your children go to fill out a scholarship, no matter if it's some United Negro College son or whether it's from the Gates Foundation or whoever, is going to ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? And if you check no, you would just be disqualified for the scholarship.
Right.
So not only are those tests present, but there's other tests too. Your passport.
Right.
When you travel around the world, you got to pull out that blue passport, which is highly respected. It says you're a United States citizen.
Okay. That's kind of more like a nationality than it is ethnicity. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes like an Italian American would say, yeah, my father's Italian, my grandfather's Italian. So who are the forefathers of the slaves? Who are they? That's my question for tonight. Who are the forefathers of the slaves?
You had what you call the ancestors, the descendants of slaves. It's also the descendants of the people that were on the Mayflower in many cases because of the intermingling and the biological makeup of many African Americans. Do your DNA.
We got some European descent. We have some European descent with some of the captives. Who are the other line? Where did the other line lead to?
Well, the other line typically could come from the African continent.
Like where though? Who?
Well, you would have to do your own, have your own biological DNA done in order to tell that. But Angola, Ghana,
specifically,
Nigeria,
right? There you go. All right.
Very little on the East Coast because on those that. Some people say some show that some came from what's now Madagascar, but typically you come from the West Coast.
That I agree with. Most of us generally did come. Most of us here in America did come from the West Coast of Africa, who are the same people who came from who built the pyramids and things of that nature. The one thing we need to make clear is that we populated this entire world. You know, there's a lot of people saying we all didn't come from Africa. We all started in Africa. I don't care where else you went and migrated to. We started in Africa. Everything, life starts in Africa. The first landmass, raised landmass. That's why it's turned. That's what Africa means. Afu Raka. House. Place of worship. First
been
man.
Reading, you've been reading a lot of Mr. Ashby stuff, which I have appreciated.
No, man, Ashby's a sellout. No, don't read Ashby.
Yeah. Now, you also have to come to terms, too, that those people got rid of their riffraff. That's how many were brought out of the interior to the shoreline to be traded off.
Oh, they traded off the people they didn't want, undesirable.
Who told you that?
Whites did not go into the interior.
That's the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie. They were trying to build a nation. If you read a people's history of the United States, you'll find that the first pilgrims that came here died. They were eating each other like cannibals because they could not work the land. They could not survive. So they went to Africa and raided the universities and bought the skilled tradesmen. That's why you see all these Adinkra symbols and all your ironwork across America. They didn't go get slaves. They went and got they raided the universities. You know, not no bums. They went out. They were building the nation.
You had nations that was warring against each other. You also had other instances where they just got rid of their riffraff.
You've been reading. I see you down with
a ship. A crew on a ship was probably only. Well, can I say something, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So go ahead and speak.
My wife is Ghanaian, and talking to her grandparents and great-grandparents, this story is still readily told. Now, a crew on a ship did not have enough men to overcome a village. Well, you have 15, 20 people on a crew on a ship. Stanley and Livingston didn't come along until the 1800s. So you had people that was warring. You had riffraff that these tribes, these ethnic groups got rid of. They still do that today. I mean, that's human nature. Human beings do those things.
Okay, but it's a possibility that you both could be saying things that that happened. You both could be right, correct. What about that? How about that?
Well,
hell no.
Yeah, if you go into St. George Castle there in Cape Coast, you have cannons pointed to the sea, and you also have cannons pointed inland. They pointed inland because the people in those villages was trying to rescue their loved ones that had been captured by Africans, by Ghanaians, or whoever, and brought
right.
to those castles.
Right.
So you see, we cannot dismiss human nature. You have it here in the States. People kill, people love. That's human nature.
You're talking about human nature or the cracker nature? Which human are we talking about? We're
well,
talking about the beast, the nature of the beast. Yeah, we're familiar with the nature of the beast. I'm talking about the people that didn't have a word for jail. I'm talking about people that didn't have a word for old folk home.
That was mentioned by John Henry Clark, and maybe they did. But also you have people say that Africa didn't stay in caves. That's just not true. There's many caves in Ghana that Africans stayed in. I mean, human beings like to get out of the rain every now and then.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I got quiet there a little bit. Okay, so, all right. It sounds like you have done a lot of reading and studying yourself, sir. And I appreciate the information you that you shared with us on the show, you know. And I know you say we're American, but, you know, but American could be anybody. You could be Chinese American. Right. You could be a United States, United States political association. Anybody. You could be a German and be a United States citizen. You could be a Russian American, U.S. citizen.
Absolutely.
You could be a Russian descent.
Right. You don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican. You can switch. People can say whatever they want. People can call themselves whatever they want to, identify however they want to.
But
I mean, you got
correct.
People here that have that problem identifying their biological makeup.
Right. Ooh, well, that's another show. That's another show right there. We don't want to hit that one.
Yeah, but the thing is, to tell the story, and I hear it a lot of times, saying that always referring to slavery and so on and so on and so on. But you had, from the 1600s on through 1865, you had blacks that were entrepreneurs doing big business. It was trading. They had stagecoach businesses. Black women had businesses. You had black males that was producing elements for gunpowder that they sold on both sides in the American Civil War. And another thing, too, like you see where people wanted to take down these what they call Confederate monuments of statues of soldiers, those were American soldiers. They fought in many wars. You had Robert E. Lee fought in the Mexican-American War. He also fought in the American Civil War. If he hadn't been for the victory in the Mexican-American War, Texas wouldn't look the way it is today. If Stonewall Jackson hadn't fought in the Spanish-American War and they won, Florida wouldn't look like it is today. So to associate a soldier with just one war is totally wrong.
Okay. All right, so, you know, but as of tonight's topic, so-called black men, black Americans have been arguing over, you know, have been changing the name for years. You know, they went from, as I said originally, they went from being, Negro, colored, you know, black and African American. You know, and then we have some brothers that saying that we're Hebrew Israelites. I didn't even get to that point, that part yet.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, people, that word, Barack Obama is a mulatto, if you want to use a political term back, you know, years ago. You know, he has a white and a black side. So he would have been classified as a mulatto.
But he's not white. He would not be classified as a white guy. They'd hang him right next to the darkest person in the neighborhood. He'd be right up there alongside of them.
But you did have a case where the State Department classified a Nubian, you know, within the last 10 years. His name was Hefni. He was black, and they classified him as white.
Because and why did they do that?
Where he came from.
Where did he come from?
He came from the southern regions of Egypt. They're around Aswan.
How does that make him white?
So that's the political classification that he's given. Egyptians are
political classification. Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, Egyptians are classified as right. He wanted to be classified as black in order to take advantage of the affirmative action and also other set-asides that came by way of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, when blacks, quote-unquote, was made a special class.
Right. Sounds like he's being named by some people who have power to force him to enter to that category.
Yeah, he took it to court. I don't know exactly what the outcome was, but I know he took it to court.
Right. That's what we're saying. You don't get to name people because you don't know who they are or don't care who they are. You don't get to name them. You know,
well,
I don't care what kind of power you have.
You have Latinos here. You have Latinos here that's just as dark as what's the lady that played in Monster Ball?
Monster Ball. Halle Berry?
Yeah, Halle Berry. And they classify themselves as both white on one time and black on the other time. So when it comes down to privileges, they double dip. They'll double dip on the white side. One time they double dip on the black side. Especially
in scholarship. I can understand why they do that. I can see why they do that. But what are they really is the question. Because, you know, Latinos are what? They're part Spanish, African, and part of the Indian that was down there. What was the Hetano? Latino Indian, right? That's basically the bulk of Puerto Rico.
Taino.
Is that right? Taino, yeah. Taino. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Puerto Rico, they despise being black. They have a saying, don't marry anyone darker than you.
Hmm.
They have a saying, marrying somebody white is fixing up the race.
Ooh. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, but those white Dominicans that is taking over our neighborhoods with the drug money they garnered from destroying our neighborhood and destroying our parents are just taking that money and are murdering real live Africans in Haiti.
Well, that's true. They expelled.
But we call them poppy.
Yeah, they expelled the dark-skinned Haitians.
Poppy ain't your friend.
Yeah, Dominicans expelled dark-skinned Haitians out of their land around the time of the earthquake. That was over.
Okay.
So these things go on. Mexicans who were born here in the United States was expelled out of the country in the late 1930s. Human beings do bad things toward other human beings.
Apparently so. And we'll run out of time. Brother, would you like to come on the show another time?
I'll try to check and see what your topic is.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. You guys
have
10
seconds. Good night. Oh, Sha, appreciate it, brother. Q?
Yes, sir.
Thanks
always
for
always a pleasure.
Yeah, because it's very interesting. want to thank everybody for listening in, calling in.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
See you next week.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.